What's up, guys? DJ ESG Honest Wedding Advice, season number 7. And today I'm talking about incorporating DIY, do-it-yourself elements into your wedding and how it can add a personal touch and save you guys a ton of money. And here are my specific DIY ideas you consider for your wedding. 1, handmade invitations. Dude, create your own invitations using various crafting techniques such as calligraphy, stamping, or watercolor painting. You can also use online design tools to create custom digital invitations. My wife's coming to shoot me in the head when I say this because she's a graphic designer and went to school for it. But pull up Canva. It don't cost that much. Make them yourself. You know, take them over to Staples, have them print them, mail them out, save yourself a ton of money, and it's your own design from your own brain. Decorations, DIY the decorations. You can include centerpieces, table runners, flower arrangements, and signage. Get creative with materials like mason jars, burlap, twine, and fresh flowers to match your wedding theme. Photo booth. You don't have to buy one these days. Set up a DIY photo booth with props and backdrop. Provide a camera or smartphone tripod for guests to take their own pictures, or create a Polaroid station for instant prints. Guest book. Create a unique guest book using a DIY photo album, fingerprint tree, or message in a bottle. Alternatively, provide a blank canvas or puzzle for guests to sign or leave messages. Wedding favors. Make your own wedding favors, such as homemade jam, cookies, candles, or bath salts. If you don't know how to do it, ask a family member. I'm sure one of your bridal party would love to help you. Package them in personalized containers or bags for thoughtful touch. DIY food and drink stations such as a candy buffet, popcorn bar, or cocktail station. Provide various toppings and mix-ins for guests to customize their treats. The venue can set these up next to whatever they're serving. You don't have to go full-blown out with the ice cream buffet. DIY entertainment, and I'm not talking about the band or the DJ. Definitely hire us, but you can have lawn games. You can do even a karaoke station for the after party. Sometimes people want to have an after party, but they don't know what to do at the after party. So if you go into a different room, you get a different DJ for karaoke, and you sing karaoke for 2 hours. There, it's the songs you want to hear, and if the people singing suck, you're drunk enough anyway, you don't even know the damn difference. And plus, as a DJ, I'm not there anymore. One of the other guys are there. He's dealing with it. Wedding arch or backdrop. Build a DIY wedding arch or backdrop using wood, fabric, flowers, or paper flowers. Customize it to match your wedding theme and decor, especially in the summertime. How fucking hot it is out there. Don't bother with the real flowers. Personalized wedding vows or ceremony. Write your own wedding vows. Most people do this anyway. Or create a personalized ceremony that reflects your relationship and values. Include readings, poems, or music that's meaningful to you as a couple. Well, make it funny. Make it sincere. You know, do something different. I have a couple coming up. They're doing a Mad Libs wedding. I can't wait to see how this turns out. Each one has written the other one. They're going to hand it over and read their Mad Lib vows. I can't wait. If you don't know what Mad Libs is, Google it. It means you're just really young and you've never seen that game before. DIY wedding cake or dessert bar. If you're skilled in baking, consider making your own wedding treats. I had a cannoli tower at my wedding. That was fucking amazing. Not cupcakes, a cannoli tower. And guess who made it? A family friend. It was fucking amazing. An Italian family friend, but nevertheless, a family friend. Just ask them to contribute to the special dessert. It's awesome. People will do it. You know, sometimes they'll do it in replacement of a gift, but who gives a shit? A cannoli tower? Fuck it. That's amazing. Dude, remember to plan ahead and plenty of time to DIY your projects. Enlist the help of family members and friends. They want to help. They want to drive you crazy. Give them tasks. Why not? Hey, you do this, you do that, you do this, you do that. It's awesome. It's great advice. I'm DJ ESG. I'll be back. Peace, love, and God above, and I'm out. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid?